everyone. This is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support, and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Such a pretty one Ainsley is. Children don't come quite as beautiful anymore. Ainsley's hair, her eyes, her smile. How fortunate Black Annis is to care for Ainsley. So ragged and tattered Black Annis is. So decrepit and old. There's nothing Black Annis could hide. Even if this one wanted to. Nothing here at all. Ainsley, though. Oh, all the things Ainsley could hide. None would even bat an eye at this fair child.
Ah, Black Annis. Such a fascinating specimen. It's like it was just yesterday she was still approachable, starry-eyed, and simple. When I think about it, maybe she's still much of the latter.
But what if one did catch a glimpse, hear a whisper, saw the Ainsley behind that beautiful smile?
Simple, but far from oblivious.
Would Ainsley still be the same untarnished little girl? Maybe Ainsley would be just as ragged and decrepit as Black Annis. Does the iron reveal the dirt Ainsley truly was?
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 18, Share a Whisper. Written by Daniel Scott Bokemper. Directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Aaron Brewer, Jim Brown, Danielle Gunther, Brendan McGarry, Darlene Spencer, Molly Wade, and Norb Wessels.
They could be dead. They could be tortured. They could be dead and tortured. They could brainwashed. They're in a nightclub, right? What if they're stuck in one of those dance cages that hang from the ceiling? Alfie wouldn't last a second in one of those.
McKenna!
Yeah?
They're not dead. It's you the hidden people are after.
And I don't think Arcadia is that kind of club.
He obviously didn't make it to the summer solstice celebration.
Still, Nyssa and Alfie are in danger. I haven't even seen them since the ship blew up. And now they're in even further? I have to do something.
We will. We just need to think about our options. Again, nothing's going to happen to them in the meantime.
Okay, Shaylee, I get it. You know a lot. Like how the hidden people don't have a sense of ethics like us. Safe could be a quadruple amputee to them. We have to go.
We will, but not now, McKenna. We need help.
Is it possible to overstate how much you should fear the hidden people? How much you should avoid Arcadia?
Dane's right. You stroll in looking for a fight and you're leaves in dirt.
Okay, fine. Any suggestions?
We find another way in. The hidden people are perceptive, but hardly omniscient.
I'm sure any one of them is just salivating at the thought of showing us the back door.
They might have, if you asked them nicely.
Not one of them, McKenna. Someone who knows but isn't well received. We need a pariah. We need...
Not her.
An 8-foot-tall, senile pariah.
God damn it.
You need time to prepare if you're going back to her. At least get some sleep. It's mid-morning and you've been up a long time.
They just can't get enough of the crone, can they? I'm beginning to wonder if they're shopping for another cohort. I'm certain Black Annis would make a far more efficient colleague than Alfred, at the very least.
I know. Everything here is still DEFCON 2. Every officer we have is working overtime, the literal kind.
I can't believe they're this worried about one woman.
It's not so much that they're worried about her. More like the chief is worried about what else she might do before we catch her. He's still pissed that she slipped past us. If she hurts anyone else, it's on our heads. And the chief thinks he'll lose his job.
Is that likely? Could he get fired because crimes are committed? Isn't that assumed in his job?
I don't know. The mayor and city council would have to agree to fire him. Whether it's likely or not, he's afraid of it. That fear is infectious around here.
They wouldn't believe us if we told the truth, would they?
Thomas, I don't even know that I believe us, and I saw it.
Okay, but what about a version of the truth?
I don't think that's gonna cut it. The best thing we can do is have McKenna, our McKenna, keep her head down while I try to aim the loaded gun of the department at the real killer.
Sam.
Sorry, bad metaphor.
I don't want some trigger-happy rookie gunning her down.
Neither do I. But what do you think she'll say if we catch her? Is it... Are those things that should be said publicly?
I don't know. McKenna said that we should stay away from the hidden people. I imagine they like their privacy. I don't think they would want her exposed.
Realistically, people would just think she's crazy. After what she's done, that might just fit their idea of her. Maybe it'll be fine.
Maybe. I don't want to take that chance, though. Not with you. Make sure you aren't there if they arrest her. Just in case the hidden people decide they don't want her questioned.
I'll try to keep the investigation stalled for the time being.
Okay. Thank you. I think with a bit more time, we can get to the bottom of this.
Time isn't necessarily something we have.
I understand.
Hey, I didn't say we can't do anything. We'll just have to tread a bit lightly. I'll do what I can to focus my squad's attention on the Atomic Blonde. And you do what you can to avoid getting decapitated.
Practicing ducking as we speak.
I mean it, Thomas. The other McKenna could be anywhere. Don't get gung-ho with this thing. I gotta go. We'll talk soon.
Two black coffees with the works, as Cheryl put it. The office wasn't too keen on custom orders. They've got plenty of jokes, though.
Sounds like Cheryl. Too bad her wit isn't super sweet. Although it might make for a decent sour if this were whiskey.
If only, right? I've had to drown my sorrows in reconnaissance instead. Oh, take a look at this.
And this is?
My work on the Thorn File. You can tell by that little label on the front.
Impressive. You did all this extra work on your own?
Yeah, so far. They say to act like you have the job you want, right? Come on, take a gander.
Oh, careful, detective. Last we checked, you're far better at digging up dirt than you are at putting it back.
McKenna, Alfred, Nyssa.
Yep, thought this might do you proud. I was due to pick up a bit of the slack anyway.
Thomas, Shaley, life insurance? Wait, slack? You're not picking up the slack, Ron. These are our findings, remember?
Okay, yeah, obviously, but have you really had the time to take it all in, see it all laid out like this? You wouldn't believe the correlations. I know you're a quick reader, but maybe spending an extra second with that could be valuable. It'd at least make me feel a bit better.
I'm just having some trouble finding the relevance in this, you know?
But I... Are you serious, Sam?
I think we could focus our efforts elsewhere is all.
Elsewhere? Not on any of her closest connections?
We're past them for now. We've got more immediate leads.
Such as?
For one, the description of McKenna Thorne could be...
Before you answer, I'm going to assume you just missed my note of her co-workers' absences. In your defense... It was highlighted and then starred in red.
And?
Well, I don't know. Given our girl butchered her parents and tried to do the same to her brother, maybe she'd opt for the next closest thing to family. Just a baseless hunch, of course.
It's a valid observation. But given what we've seen, our killer isn't going to just abandon her MO like this. You really think she'd fillet two people in a parking lot, try to do the same thing to Thomas, and then just... opt for a traceless abduction?
Okay, maybe not. But you can't deny it's suspicious, Sam. The department needs to look into this.
Give it a few more days. Maybe they're an item and wanted some time to escape from all this. There's no missing persons report, even.
Fine, whatever. But what about this other chick, Shaley?
What about her?
You were the one who first documented her visiting the scene of the crime, remember? Also, I tried to find more on her and it was almost impossible. No last name. No address.
I'm failing to see the connection.
Okay, maybe the dots are a bit distant on that, but you can't deny how peculiar it is. We seriously need to question her.
Ron, I really appreciate your work. I do, but we've got a clear path. These are just tangents. They will sort themselves out if we pull the thread we already have. Did you bring this to anyone else's attention?
Well, no. You've got a knack for snagging my typos, and my oversights, and my coffee stains.
Especially your coffee stains. Like I said, we need to focus on what we have. So tell me, who's most critical right now?
Well, McKenna Thorne, right? She's our white whale.
Blonde, you mean. The descriptions we've been relying on, they don't really take this into account.
Okay, we add the bit about donning a wig when she's about to stab someone to death. What else?
She's got a phone, right? We should zero in on her movements specifically.
Yeah, but that didn't really give us anything out of the ordinary.
You thought it was strange her coworkers went missing. If Thorne actually had anything to do with it, her movements should be a bit less linear, right?
Fair enough. I'll get on it now. Well, right after I touch base with Cheryl again. I think I detected a grain of sugar in this coffee.
Yeah, she's off the rails. See you soon.
Yep.
Nyssa and Alfie skipped town? That is suspect. Sorry, Ron. This is gonna be a hell of a lot harder than I thought.
Oh, Detective, things will all be so much simpler for you soon enough. For once, perhaps McKenna should have gone with her gut instinct. It wouldn't have panned out any better for the poor orphan, but it would at least spare her another visit to Black Annis's abode. Maybe Shaylee isn't the most nurturing companion after all.
How have you managed to meet with her so many times in Skate?
The old bird retains shite. She'll sooner stop calling her dolls kin than catch on that it took her every time.
Really confident, aren't you?
Well earned, I might add.
Or not at all, changeling.
Crawl under the bed and catch a wee fat moose.
Hail, Black Annis!
Cut it into slices. Fry it in the pan.
Hail, Black Annis!
Be sure and keep gravy for the wee fat.
Hail!
Shite, McKenna! She stopped, didn't she?
The changeling should know better than to interrupt.
I must have been trying to live a normal life when that was covered. We could maybe bring you some more skins later to make up for it.
Oh, do the changelings still owe Black Annis for the last time? Black Annis cannot remember.
Told you.
But Black Annis is reasonable. What does it seek?
Aside from her own demise.
We need to get into Arcadia tonight.
What does it plan to do in the Hidden Realm?
They have something of ours. Something irreplaceable.
like the help of Black Annis?
Yes! Please, do you know a way in?
Black Annis is foggy. Black Annis hasn't wandered into Arcadia since, well, longer than the changelings could recall. Maybe the children have an idea. Does Preston remember? No? Then Tilda! Tilda remembers all. Tilda has nothing.
Stellar idea, Shaylee. We should quiz her on Xena trivia next.
Hush, I have this. Surely there's something we can do to help you jog your memory. Another gift, or perhaps...
Memory. Black Annis could use more of it. Wait. It went to Mimsbrunner, didn't it?
My clothes aren't even completely dry.
It received more than a bath, didn't it? Perhaps it could share a whisper with Black Annis. Maybe this will bring back Arcadia.
I'm not quite sure how to start playback, you know?
She just needs to touch you. It should be harmless.
Should isn't terribly inspiring. Fine. We'll get you to help us.
This should only take Black Annis a moment.
Again with the shoulds.
As in, never should you allow Black Annis to touch you?
Let Black Annis see what this one knows.
Ah!
Of all your actions, McKenna Thorne, letting a child-eating witch into your subconscious might just be the worst.
What does Black Annis find? No need for this, nor this. What is a big box? Interesting, but useless. There should be more.
On with it, Black Annis.
Quiet, changeling. Black Annis will take its head if you squeal once more. What's this? No, this is not what it seems. Or perhaps it is. Oh, this is delicious. Nimsbrunner has given this one far more than she realizes.
Black Annis, enough.
Oh, the possibilities.
Enough! Let her go and help us. McKenna, what the hell was that?
The changeling would do well to mind itself.
You got what you wanted. We need a way into Arcadia. Spare us these games.
Come back later, and with skins this time. This one, however, stays with me.
I just brought you skins, remember?
Remember? Listen to Black Annis Shaley the Changeling. Shaley from Donegal. Black Annis remembers. Black Annis remembers far better than Shaley. Black Annis remembers all the skins never brought, all the babes never delivered. And Black Annis remembers how foolish the changeling believes Black Annis to be. The changeling should run as fast as it can and leave its friend before Black Annis slices it in twain. Black Annis will rise up to destroy all enemies. So speak Vodan, and Black Annis has a plan.
Shaley, you remember everything?
Everything!
Even my pistol?
What?
McKenna, let's go.
Oh, my children! Drag them back under your flesh!
Great job, Shaley. You somehow converted her dementia into rage.
Yeah. Shaley's a right run. Can have the floor when we're out of here.
They're gaining on us.
Shit, we need to reload.
You know they make guns that hold more than two bullets, right?
These are iron musket balls.
Sorry, I didn't realize you were a gun hipster.
Now would be a good time to use some of those powers if I can turn invisible.
You think I'm not trying? So far, I can only do it when I'm really desperate.
And how would you capitalize this?
Are we fucked?
Only if we can't get out of here. Shut some tight outside of the bower.
The swarm of dolls closes in on the pair just as they catch a glimmer of moonlight up ahead.
There, almost.
The hapless duo exert as much force as they can, passing over the threshold and collapsing just outside the bower's entrance. The dolls halt at the threshold, empty eye sockets glaring, little knives gleaming.
Ooh, I bet the hag will remember that.
That's it? We're good.
Though she might not have been senile, she was never clever enough to mask the scope of her power. They are definitely, absolutely, without a doubt, fucked. Run!
Shaley's arbitrary assessments of mystic beings are really starting to catch up with her.
You know, Shaley, I'm beginning to think maybe Black Annis isn't an area of your expertise after all.
Shut up! Over here, behind the brush.
Anytime.
Chalk isn't really useful on grass. We need to get back to the circle of stones on the field.
Sure. Just a bunch of child-sized, knife-wielding, terrifying dolls in our way. How much harm can they do?
Save gouging your eyes out? Well, surely not much. Oh, they can also climb the trees above you.
Ah! Damn it! Fuck you, Tilda! Is there anything you don't have literally up your sleeve?
Yeah, a hula hoop. Stay focused on the kindergarten.
What do we do now?
Here, take the doll's knife and head west. I'll be right behind you.
But which way is... I don't have a compass.
There, west. Go!
You've seen Child's Play before. You've got this.
McKenna turns back to face the three dolls swarming Shaylee. She readies the knife and aims. The knife sticks in the ground 6 feet in front of her. There's no movie magic here to make sure your reckless throws aren't complete misses, McKenna.
Well, shit. Shaylee, no!
It begins with reaching out her hand helplessly towards Shaylee, unable to cover the distance to the fight in time to help. But McKenna squeezes her eyes shut and closes her outstretched hand into a fist. The power of intention, causing constructs to disintegrate with only force of will.
The fuck?
Not a lesson Shaylee taught in changeling training. Not a lesson she could teach, I suppose. Such an apt pupil, McKenna, wanting teacher's undivided attention.
Whoa. Did I just...
Shaylee runs, drops into a roll, scoops up McKenna's thrown knife, and rises to throw it at the doll bearing down on McKenna from behind.
That's how you throw a knife.
In my defense, that was my first time throwing a knife.
Did you or did you not see one of those five-year-olds with better aim?
Totally doesn't count. Those were fake five-year-olds.
Come on, we must hurry before she makes more dolls.
Can the hidden people build constructs so quickly?
Not from scratch. But if one as powerful as Black Annis gets a hold of the pieces, the leaves and twigs that are left behind, the same constructs can be rebuilt on the spot. How did you do that? Just make three of them explode?
I have no idea.
But how did he even know to try?
Just, I don't know, felt right.
I've never seen a changeling able to do that. When Liliana created you, she must have given you some upgrades.
Yeah, I think Black Annis wanted them for herself.
Yeah. The circle of stones isn't too far. We can regroup with Dane and figure out where to go next.
Arcadia.
Well, yes, but we need a way in.
The front door seems like a viable option.
You can't just walk right in.
Why not?
It's dangerous.
And going to Black Annis wasn't? And leaving Nissa and Alfie and Arcady isn't? What I'm learning is that everything involving the hidden people is dangerous. We faced a lot and we're still here. No more sneaking. No more hiding. We're going to make the Magister give them back.
That isn't going to be easy. Calling it impossible would be closer.
I have a plan.
Just about done.
Yeah?
Almost there.
You got this.
Got it.
Back to the yes. Let's go.
What are you talking about, Alfie?
You didn't just find us a way out of here?
What? I told you, Alfie, I have literally no signal. I was just able to restore Plague Inc. on my phone.
We are so screwed.
Well, there aren't many carriers that offer coverage in a magical realm.
We're going to die here, aren't we? They're going to end us for sure. Oh no. What if they broadcast our execution online? I haven't showered in 3 days. My hair looks terrible. Nissa, you have to punch me in the face until I'm unrecognizable.
Okay, first, I don't think our captors would be very hidden if they published their murders on WikiLeaks. Second, that is not out of the ordinary for you. And finally, I'm not going to do that. Even if you really, really, really deserve it.
Aw, you mean it?
Don't go testing my conviction. Do you hear that?
My disappointment in you both cannot be overstated.
Good evening to you too, your fucking majesty.
A bit of help would be appreciated, or maybe some deodorant?
If you'll recall, it was I who came to you with a mission of which you have utterly and spectacularly made a mess.
Exactly. We were doing your dirty work, and now we're the ones in a cell.
I clearly made an error in judgment, thinking you two were capable of aiding your friend. And now we're all in a situation most unpleasant.
Judging by the horde of fairies that ambushed us and your terrifying husband, unpleasant seems to be your shtick.
A modicum of discretion on your part, and there would have been no ambush. I knew you were foolish, but I had hoped concern for your friend would have tempered your recklessness.
Oh no! I've never disappointed an undeserving authority figure before. How will my self-worth survive?
And honestly, I'm sort of predestined to disappoint every girlfriend I'll ever have, so you really should have seen this coming.
Clearly. But desperate situations call for the most desperate of measures.
Rude.
I should have known such disrespectful creatures could never follow the intricate rules required to... What? Oh, she just... I see. I'm coming now. These are why I came. These should keep you from starving to death. It won't stop the hunger, but it will keep you alive.
Great. Prolonged torture via magic beans.
You may be useful in the future. To me, or to your friend. Consider this the minimal effort to keep you alive until then.
Cool. Thanks for nothing, asshole.
Nyssa?
Yeah, Alfie?
I think...
We don't know what that is, Alfie. Drop it.
I think she was hiding something.
Alfie, don't! Spit it out!
Pot roast.
Sometimes, McKenna Thorne's lack of understanding is a boon. For instance, learning she could assume invisibility in a time of need was convenient. Willing Black Anis's dolls into spontaneous combustion, even more so.
McKenna, I know my recommendations haven't panned out all that well, but please, this isn't going to work the way you think it will.
You know, Shaylee, after I convince the Magister to free my friends, that's when we can talk about what works.
Assuming you can just walk into Arcadia and end your peril, however, might just be a bit too presumptuous.
Move! Move! Step aside, tiny dancer. You looking to get poofed? Didn't think so.
Shite, McKenna, they're going to notice us.
That's the idea.
These aren't constructs. These are the hidden people.
Wonder where those two massive fairy tale looking doors go. If I were an ancient god-killing king, I think I'd live behind doors just like that.
You don't need to hide when you're as all-powerful as he is. Rethink what you're doing. Oh, you really just never listen to anyone, do you?
The hidden people think they're so hot. You know what? If I'm such an ant, why haven't they squashed me yet?
Because you've been an amusing ant so far.
Well, get ready, because amusement won't even cover this.
Was it I mentioned about McKenna Thorne's ideas earlier? Oh, that's right. letting Black Annis feast on her mind. Definitely among the worst.
Welcome, McKenna Thorne.
But this is an exceptionally bad idea. This might just even.
I'm here for my friends.
Top them all. Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.